It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. This Sunday, a big fundraiser at Glenwood Springs High School. It actually benefits the middle school. Sandy DeCrow is here from GSMS, as I guess it's known, right? Kind of shortened to. And we've got, he told me, adults call him John, kids call him Big J from the Harlem Wizards.
Harlem Wizards! Yeah!
And the switch goes on. I knew that was going to happen. We're sitting here talking, the three of us, and, you know, he's looking like he needs another cup of coffee or something like that. Mike goes on, and there it is.
I don't drink coffee. It stunts your growth.
All of 6'8", I'm guessing you're the runt of the team.
Yes, I'm the smallest guy on the team. Very small.
Oh, my goodness. This happens at 3 o'clock, by the way, Sunday afternoon. You can get tickets at harlemwizards.com. So we'll talk about the middle school and what this is benefiting. We'll also talk about the Harlem Wizards. You actually have four crews.
Four teams of seven, and we go all around the world, all around the country.
You were in, was it Houston last night?
I was in Houston, yes, last night.
And somehow you made it here today?
I walked and hitchhiked here.
On a Southwest airplane or something like that.
I took Spirit. Spirit Airlines.
How many do you keep track of miles?
No.
Is that kind of like people asking you what your height is? You just, you know.
I have no idea of how many flights I've been on. I have no idea of how many hotels I've been in. I have no idea of what time it is right now. No, but no, I don't keep track of that. I think the one thing that I do keep track of is the cities I've been to and countries I've been to as well. So
How long have you been doing this?
This is 9 years with the Harlem Wizards. 9 long years. But it's been a treat every single year. Like, I love doing it. I love the kids. Going to the schools is probably the best thing about it.
It's not just the game. It's not just the performance. You actually go and you talk to young people too.
And that's the thing that I love doing. That's the number one thing I love doing is talking to the kids.
And actually, today I think you've got a couple schools that you'll be visiting. What's the program like? Is it an anti-drug message? Is it just an anti-bullying?
It's any message. Anything you need me to say, I can say it. I usually like to say things about that because I've been through a couple of stuff and things when I was growing up. So I like to make sure that the kids know that, you know, there's different paths that they can take. You know, not everybody has to play sports. You know, they can become firemen, policemen, mayors, you know, just other things that you can do. It's not all about sports.
Assistant principals.
Yeah, of course. And,
exactly.
Yeah, definitely tell them to stay away from drugs. That's one thing that I don't do. And I make sure that they know that, you know, there's teachers that they can talk to, people that they could talk to in their school about these issues.
Sandy, obviously, most adults have the same message for kids. And yet, people like Big J, people like John, kids, forgive the pun, they look up to.
Absolutely.
And so how important is it for you as a school administrator, as an educator, for somebody like John, an organization like the Harlem Wizards, to come and kind of drive that message home, you might say. Slam dunk it, so to speak.
There you go. I think a good analogy would be I could tell my own children something, but if it came from the exact same message came from someone else, it was very important. Like, it was, oh my gosh, someone told me this. So I think it's the same thing. The kids see us every day and we can spread that message. But when they hear it from someone that they do, no pun intended, look up to, or that they see as a national figure or a hero or a role model or a mentor, it makes a huge difference with kids.
And the money that you raise Sunday afternoon, that'll go to the middle school, obviously, but to a specific program at the middle school.
Well, we're now at EL school, and EL school is used to be termed expeditionary learning, and now it's just an EL model. And it really focuses on expeditions, which means getting kids out and real life learning and very applicable. Of course, we still do the stuff in the classroom, but one of our goals is that every kid every year has a expedition and has an outdoor adventure learning experience.
It's almost like an alternative education model somewhat.
A little
right?
bit. It just really incorporates our community. So one of the EL foundations is service to the community. So tomorrow happens to be Better World Day. And we, our kids are out in the community doing all sorts of service projects. There's 32 different groups, and they're going. Some are going to the rifle animal shelter. Some are volunteering at the Renew, the senior housing. Oh. Some are planting trees on our own campus. And, I mean, there's car washes happening. There's a carnival for Mountain Valley happening at Two Rivers that our students are putting on. So that's some of this funding will go to help fund some of those projects. So
and last year you used the money to buy tents and sleeping bags and camping gear, that
yep.
kind of thing.
So that's the outdoor adventure piece. So for example, this year in the fall, every seventh grader went on a camping adventure to Dinosaur National Monument. So it brings in the science,
awesome.
But it also the teamwork that happens when you have, you know, five kids have to set up a tent and some of them that have never done that.
Yes, but you've never set up a tent until you've done it at night in the dark.
Exactly. Or in the wind. The perseverance, we do some hikes. Our teachers are amazing at getting these expeditions and these outdoor adventures, and the teachers give up their time as well to be able to do that.
John, did you get to do a school trip where you went camping when you were in seventh grade?
First of all, I have to commend all of the teachers around the world. It's a tough job. Like, I only go in there for 15 minutes, and I'm out of there. Like, I'm out. But the work, the hard work that these teachers put in, like, you know, myself, I couldn't do that, but I just want to commend all of the teachers around the world. Camping and stuff like that, I used to be a Boy Scout, actually. So,
cool.
I, you know, I know how to put up a tent, you know, I know how to make a fire. And
how
stuff
to tie
like that.
10 different types of knots?
Only two knots. I only got one badge. but the experience of being outdoors, I like outdoors. I love it. I love traveling. I love, you know, seeing things I haven't seen before. So,
do you get time off?
Summertime.
Okay.
Actually, May 11th.
Oh, that's right around the corner.
Yeah, last show of the season.
So what do you do during your time off during summers?
I rest. You know, I'm an older gentleman now, so got to get my rest in. I travel. Last year, I went to England, Portugal, and Ireland.
Did you find any pickup games while you were there?
No. I did not pick up one single basketball when I was out there. You know, so this summer I'm going to be in Missouri doing some basketball camps.
Okay.
And just relaxing, basically.
Again, if you'd like to buy tickets in advance, they are a little bit cheaper for Sunday afternoon's Harlem Wizards. Would you call it a game or a performance, John?
Both. It's a show. It's a game, too, but it's just mostly having fun, you know.
Great.
Just a good time. We're going to be giving out free stuff, too. So, you know, free stuff to the crowd, doing a little dancing, maybe a little singing. But
crowd involvement.
Maybe a little singing.
It's going to be all crowd entertainment, all crowd interaction.
Again, that website is harlemwizards.com. Tickets are just $10 in advance. And only online in advance you can get special seats, like reserve seats, courtside. Then if there are tickets left, Sunday afternoon, you can get those at the door as well for $15 a piece. And again, those will be general admission because I'm assuming everything else definitely will sell out. Probably the whole
thing
will sell out in advance. Again, it all benefits the EL program at Glenwood Springs Middle School. Back in just a minute, we'll talk a little bit more about what you can expect to see Sunday afternoon when we get back. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, talking with Sandy DeCrow, the assistant principal at Glenwood Springs Middle School, and Big J.
Yes, yes.
John from the Harlem Wizards.
Harlem Wizards!
You mentioned you've been with the Wizards for 9 years.
9 years.
What did you do before that? Did you play basketball professionally?
I went to the College of Staten Island. I have a degree in sociology. After that, I played professional basketball all over the world. I played overseas for 6 years. So I played in Australia, Spain, Nicaragua, Colombia, Ireland, England, Kuwait, Macedonia.
Wow.
I think that's it.
You weren't kidding when you said you kept track of all the places you've
been. Oh, yes, of course, of course.
Is there a place that you haven't been yet that you want to visit, either professionally or on your own?
I want to go to so many places I want to go to. I want to go to Fiji, Morocco, Africa, Antarctica. I want to go to all the continents. I want to go everywhere.
I'll tell you a story about Fiji. Had a training with a guy from Fiji about 10 years ago. It was a worldwide thing. There were a couple of guys from Australia and a guy from Fiji that was there. The guy from Fiji was freezing. It was 72 degrees in this meeting room. He was freezing. He was wearing a coat the whole time. I said, doesn't it get cold in Fiji at all? He said, sometimes it gets down to like 27. I said, oh, that's pretty cold. Oh. The guy from Australia says, no, that's Celsius, which is like 85 degrees.
85, yeah. Yeah, I mean, Australia's beautiful, really relaxing life they have out there, you know.
Is there a favorite place in the United States that you have been that really gripped you? I imagine you're working, so you don't always have time when you're doing the Harlem Wizards thing to really do the tourist thing and sightsee. But is there a place that you'd really like to go back to?
New Orleans.
Really?
New Orleans, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Were you there in February by chance?
No.
Okay.
No.
Just curious.
No, I was there for New Year's. For New Year's, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So tell us about the show. Again, you're going to make a couple presentations just for the kids.
Yep.
At Sopris Elementary a little bit later on today, and then at the middle school, at Glenwood Springs Middle School. And again, that's kind of a message just for the kids. The show, the game Sunday afternoon is for all members of the community, including, you know, mom, dad, grandparents, that kind of thing.
And to also let them know that we're going to be playing against some of their favorite teachers.
So I was going to ask that. Mm-hmm. So the teachers have fielded a team. Mm-hmm. Sandy, are these middle school teachers?
They are.
Okay.
Unfortunately, some of the people that played last year district-wide weren't able to play this year. But there will be teachers like Mr. Yannarella. He's a 7th grade science teacher. Coach Reisner, who a lot of people know and love. He will be there, hopefully. He's at his track meet this weekend, but he promised me that he would be there on Sunday. He might not be, you know, he might be tired, but that's okay. He has his league track meet this weekend.
Gotcha.
Miss Withrow, a lot of the teachers that the kids know, and even in the elementaries that the kids will have eventually. But yeah, Officer Dietrich, our SRO, is going to play, which he's always a good threat against you guys.
Oh.
keep an eye out for him.
So is Coach Reiser, absolutely.
Sure
he's our ringer.
So what can people expect? I mean, are you
crowd
playing? Will there be
interaction?
Will there be a timer? I mean, are you doing four periods? Or?
Four periods, 8 minutes each. Halftime show, a lot of crowd interaction and crowd participation. All of our guys, we're going to be hand clapping. We're going to tell everybody, put your hands in the air, wave them around, make noise. By the end of the show, everybody's going to be tired and ready for a nap.
Including you?
I'm always ready for a nap after a show. I go 1,000%.
last year we had they just randomly, and he doesn't think it's random, but it was totally random that Fred Heisel, our new basketball coach, him and his wife actually came down onto the floor, were picked out of the crowd to do a little dancing, and it was awesome.
Do dance? I thought you were going to have him shoot a free throw or something like that.
I tried to get him to play last year, but unfortunately. So then when he got picked out of the crowd, he thought I set that up. Had nothing to do with it. So
he just had the
look.
It's
a great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So will you bring people down to shoot, or is it more?
We don't
want to
give away
all
of the secrets.
Okay,
but
all right.
Everyone, we're gonna have adults participating. We're gonna have kids participating. It's everyone. You don't know if you're gonna get picked, so that's the best thing about it. You know, you never know. Like, I know I'm gonna be in the crowd dancing. That's what I do. I love to dance. So if you see me in the crowd, beware, because we're going to dance.
Who will be officiating this game, by the way?
Well, actually, one of our teachers is going to officiate. Mr. Spencer, Mitch Spencer, has agreed to officiate for the afternoon. And he's part of the fun as well.
I was going to say, is he in on the joke?
No, he promised me already to give me 8 technicals.
He did.
8 technicals. Usually it's 2 and you're out.
I was going to say,
I don't know how you can give me 8. But, yeah. 8 technicals.
So what do you – obviously, we've got a couple days between now and when the actual game is. So what will you do? Will you be practicing? I mean, how much do you have to practice? Because I've seen some of the crazy stuff you do.
We actually don't practice.
Really? Okay. You know, so it's completely off the cuff.
We really don't have – we do training camp before – the season starts, and during the summer we practice and things like that. But during the season, we have to visit schools every day. So tomorrow we won't have off. Tomorrow we don't have a show tomorrow, but tomorrow we're going to be visiting like 8 schools for a show that we have on Saturday. But so we don't really get days off. And the days off we do get, you know, we relax and things like that. So, you know, we don't have time for practice. So
soak in the hot pool. Or something like that. He. You haven't told him, Sandy?
I haven't. I'm actually.
You're going to have to educate this young man.
We were thinking. the crew that we had last year actually went after the game last year down to the hot springs. So we'll have to arrange for that for these guys too.
You are in for a treat. You'll have to let me know what you think.
Oh, that's what
it's kind of like the world's largest hot tub.
Oh, okay.
Only
naturally
yep. occurring. Yes.
Oh,
exactly.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I definitely have to experience that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Although, I mean, I kind of have to. The water is shallow for me. You know, it's. I'm guessing I'm not sure how you're going to get your whole entire body. You'll have to lay down, maybe. Maybe you could do that.
It's only going to go up to my
ankles. Yeah, because there's not a deep end in the hot one.
Maybe up to your knee.
Oh, my knee. Okay.
Maybe up to your knees. I think. It's deeper
tall.
Than that. I'm just giving you a hard time because, yeah.
We'll have to make sure they can experience that.
You know somebody is tall when they walk through a normal doorway and they have to turn their head sideways just to get through.
Sometimes. That's the most annoying thing. But I can reach high places, so that comes in handy.
Mm-hmm. Or as my high school friend once told me, you know somebody's tall when they use a shelf on the wall as a table rather than the, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And he's only 6'6". Anyway. HarlemWizards.com is the website. You can buy tickets in advance there. Plus, you can check out – you got some videos, I think, and stuff like that.
Oh, there's a whole bunch of videos.
Yeah,
their website's awesome.
It's a great website. And plus the calendar. You think your calendar is full? Check out these guys' calendar. Of course, it's kind of the final push, as you mentioned, one more week before you take the summer off.
Right.
But you said 4 different crews, so you got like 28 different guys that are always crisscrossing the country.
Yeah.
I take it that it was not your group that was here a year ago.
No, that was the Great Swoop Unit.
I was swoop actually, unit.
Swoop unit, yep.
Swoop, yep.
Yeah, so.
This year we have rockets.
We have the rocket
the
unit.
Rocket unit.
The rocket unit this year.
The rocket unit.
Yeah.
Do you guys all pretty much do the same thing? Or will
no,
folks
it's all
that,
different.
Okay, so
all,
folks that came last year will see a completely different show.
Folks, this is going to be all different, all new show. Every team is different. You can go to a Harlem Richards show 4 nights in a row and see 4 different shows. Completely different. Completely different characters, you know, different skits, different dunks. Everything's different. Everything.
Again, HarlemWizards.com. You can buy your tickets to Sunday afternoon's game at Glenwood Springs High School there. Tickets are $15 in advance on the website. That's for the general admission. I'm sorry,
$10.
I'm
yep.
getting I'm
That's okay.
I'm backwards. I'm lysdexic again. $10 in advance on the website. Plus, if you choose, you can get courtside seats. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing if you're courtside, you're probably just a part of the show,
yeah,
whether you're picked or not.
You are right in the show. The guys will be in your face. Your kids are going to be like, oh, yeah. High fives all show long.
There's a limited number of courtside. They're called courtside plus. And then reserved is just the next row above them. And then everyone else is general admission. General admission, we also have at the middle school. You can pick up tickets there.
I forgot
in
to mention that. Yeah,
and,
thank you.
And also, Courtside Plus, they get a special meet and greet mm-hmm. before the game with myself and another teammate, La Fiesta. So we're going to have some fun. You know, La Fiesta's like 5'5". So it's like,
and he can dunk.
No.
So he's like the Meadowlark, what was his name?
Meadowlark Lemon?
Yeah, Meadowlark Lemon kind of guy.
Who? Me?
No. La Fiesta.
Oh, no. He's short. No. Meadowlark Lemon was a showman and he was tall.
I thought he was really short.
No.
Who was the guy that was really short in the Globetrotters?
Curly Neal.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
I was like, middle luck. I was like, that's what people call me.
The only experience I have with that is when they did the guest appearance on Scooby Doo.
Oh.
And they foiled some plot. You know, if it weren't for those meddling kids and, you know, those basketball players, diabolical scheme would have happened. So, again, HarlemWizards.com or Glenwood Springs Middle School out on Soccer Field Road. Just stop by the office. Mm-hmm. You can buy tickets in advance there as well for the same prices. And then at the door, it's just $15 because everything else, I'm sure, will be sold out by Sunday afternoon at 3. Doors like 30 minutes before?
2 o'clock. Doors
2 o'clock.
Open at 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
Yep.
Okay.
Because then the courtside plus people will have the meet and greet.
Gotcha.
They also receive a team photo.
Yep. Signatures, pictures.
Some souvenir
stuff.
That'll
start at 2:15.
They also bring a whole souvenir, like souvenirs
oh, yes,
for the Wizards will be on sale in
We're
the
selling,
gym
yep.
that day.
We're selling basketballs, jerseys, posters, lanyards, wristbands, headbands.
Will you be around after the game to,
of course.
To sign
we
stuff?
We sign autographs at halftime and after the game. So anything that you want signed, we give out free autographs.
Awesome. Again, learn more at HarlemWizards.com, and we'll take one final break, come back, and wrap things up in just a minute again. It benefits the EL program at Glenwood Springs Middle School. Last year, they bought tents, sleeping bags, camping gear, that kind of thing. So probably more items like that mm-hmm. that are part of the expeditionary learning program at Glenwood Springs Middle School. Is that unique in the district, by the way?
No, actually, okay. Glenwood Springs Elementary School is one. And then we're in our second year of doing EL.
So this is fairly new.
It's fairly new. You know, one of our greatest expeditions is the sixth grade does an expedition on the Colorado River. So to kick it off this year, every kid got on the Colorado River and they sampled water as they floated down. They talked about ecosystems. And I mean, I took part in that. It was pretty amazing.
So it's not just like a senior sneak day early.
Nope.
You learn.
It's
actually
a learning experience.
A learning experience and in context with what you're doing.
Yep.
That's
we have
really
expert
cool.
speakers come in. So we had, you know, water attorneys in. They had you know, raft guides, people from rafting. I mean, anyone who uses the Colorado River.
Which at last count was everybody.
Everybody, yeah. And so the kids have come out of there with a very thorough understanding of.
That's cool.
And it's a, you know, it's a time to, it's just neat. It's neat to experience, so.
Back in just a minute to wrap things up, you're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, we're talking with to adults, John, to kids, Big J, and his chauffeur, Sandy DeCrow.
Exactly.
Again, the Harlem Wizards fundraiser for Glenwood Springs Middle School EL program this Sunday, 3 o'clock at Glenwood Springs High School. So, John, you talked about, obviously, yourself, La Fiesta, the short guy.
Yep. So we have La Fiesta, we have Ice, we have the Jet, we have the Artist, and we have Rocket, and our announcer, EZB.
EZB. What does that stand for?
No clue. We just know his name is Benjamin. So his name is Benjamin.
EZB. There we go.
Okay.
We know them all year. We don't know what EZB stands for. So but his name is Benjamin. He'll be our announcer for the show.
And again, the name of the group, the Harlem Wizards group, it's The Rockets.
Yeah, The Rocket Unit.
The Rocket Unit. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So you've got The Rocket Unit and you've got the guy named The Rocket.
Yep.
So is he like the head honcho, the big cheese?
Yeah, he's in charge of the group. He's one of the showmen. I'm the showman as well. And we know we take turns having some fun with the crowd, having fun with the teachers. And, you know, we just make jokes and have fun.
So is that your title? So when
showman,
you fill out your taxes every year?
I put showman. I put showman on my taxes. They're like, what is that? Basically, I walk around with a mic making fun of people.
Including
not
yourself.
Just, no, definitely I make fun of myself
fun
all the
with
time.
People.
With people. But
I like that.
Yeah, so we also have Ice and the Jet. They're two of our dunkers. They've been on national TV for contests.
You should know.
And things like that.
High school basketball court in Colorado, you can't hang on the net.
Oh, okay.
On the rim.
I'll let those guys
I'm sorry,
know.
Yeah, you can't hang on the rim.
I'll let those
guys
know.
That's another technical.
Yeah, me, I won't
You've already got eight guaranteed to you, so that would be nine.
I won't be dunking a thing. I won't be dunking a thing.
You don't have to.
No, I don't. Thank goodness. Thank goodness.
You wouldn't need to. You'd just, you know, drop it in. There's no dunking to it.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Again, the Harlem Wizards is the name of the group that's going to be here this Sunday afternoon. 3 o'clock, Glenwood Springs High School. Doors open at 2. Again, there will be some merchandise, that kind of thing, for sale if the kids are interested in it. So you can pick out some of that. And a couple of the players will hang out after the game
yep.
to sign autographs. And again, they're playing teachers from Glenwood Springs Middle School.
Yes.
So particularly current and former middle school students will be really interested in this.
Yeah.
And also we're going to have raffles to see if there's going to be a lucky kid who's going to be playing in the game with the Wizards in the fourth quarter.
Okay. So will this be in a will you have six people on the court?
No.
Okay.
We have four Wizards plus
a kid.
We call them the Wiz Kid.
The Wiz Kid.
That's awesome.
And then we have the Instagram challenge. The person with the best photos during the game, they win the prize at halftime. Do you have any other raffles going on?
We do have a 50-50 raffle mm-hmm. going on, which people can purchase. And I mean, people know what those are. Like, whatever we take in, whoever
gotcha.
Gets drawn will win 50% of the pot, and then the rest will go
okay.
in our
yeah.
Are you selling those before the game? Or are you doing them at the school? Or
we're doing those just at the game, yeah. at
okay.
the site, yeah.
Okay.
So our principal, Joel Hathaway, is going to be in charge of that. So he'll be cruising around selling those.
Okay. He'll be easy to spot.
Yes.
He'll be the guy that looks like an administrator. And he's got a pad of tickets
yep.
with stubs that he can tear off and
exactly.
hand to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Some things never change. Yeah, you know, this whole thing reminds me when I was a freshman, there was a radio station that they would bring guys from the radio station and they would play the teachers mm-hmm. in high school.
Yeah.
Were you around back then, Sandy? Do you remember that?
I remember the cops playing someone. Okay. But, oh, my gosh.
It may have been a similar
thing.
That
was a while ago.
Anyway.
I remember Chief playing against someone.
Terry?
Yeah. A what? But it was when I was in high school. Hmm. He wasn't the chief then, of course.
Right,
he was
right, right. Just yeah. He didn't have as many stripes.
Exactly. But I do remember going to a game where the cops played an organization, and I can't remember who it was.
You're giving me an idea for a future
fundraiser.
Again, the website is harlemwizards.com. Again, you can buy your tickets in advance there or at the office at Glenwood Springs Middle School today or tomorrow mm-hmm. during normal school hours, obviously. Obviously, the website is 24 hours a day. When will you cut off the online ticket sales, John? Do you know?
At midnight.
Okay.
On Saturday at midnight. So they okay. can, Sunday, they'll have to purchase them at the door. But
and again, at the door, we're talking about probably just general admission.
Yes.
So you'll be only further up in the stands.
General admission at the door.
And you'll have less of a chance of being a part of the show. Right?
Right.
Very true.
Again, those tickets, $10 in advance for general admission, $15 at the door at Glenwood Springs High School on Sunday. Again, doors open at 2. Game starts at 3 o'clock sharp.
Yep, that's
yep.
right.
Yep.
And again, if you want the special close-up seats, which the, what'd you call them, Courtside Plus, comes with a
yep.
meet and greet. Mm-hmm. And you can only buy those online or at the middle school office.
No, the Courtside Plus is only online
only
and
online.
Reserved.
Okay.
At the office, we only have general admission
okay.
tickets.
All right. Thank you for clarifying that.
Sure.
I'm still confused. I'm still trying to figure out how somebody could be that tall.
I think every kid that came up to him this morning at the middle school asked him that question.
Do you get tired of answering questions like that? Like, you know, what size shoes do you wear?
Not from kids. Not from kids.
Just from adults.
Yeah. I'm like, adults, give me a break. No, I'm just joking. No, I know the question before it happens.
Yeah.
You know, when somebody says, can I ask you a question? I'm 6'8". I wear a size 18 shoe.
And that just comes.
They're like, oh,
you
know, my God.
When somebody introduce yourself to someone, do you often, you know, hi, I'm John. It's nice to meet you. I'm 6'8". I wear a size 18.
Do
you,
I mean, I should do that, but it's just that's just too much.
Yeah.
I'll just wait for the question.
Oh, that's so funny. And you get to spend the next 2 days with him, Sandy.
I know. Actually, he has to head back tonight. They're in Loveland tomorrow.
Yeah.
They have a game Saturday, and then they come back. The whole crew comes back on Sunday morning getting ready for our game. So, yeah, they're busy.
So you're back and forth across the pass almost as much as we are to see our daughter in Fort Collins.
Yeah, we're actually going to be in Fort Collins. On Saturday.
Saturday nights.
Yeah.
A venue in Fort Collins.
Oh, that's hilarious. So Loveland and Fort Collins. Yeah. Oh, they're right next to each other. Trust me, I know.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's too bad the Eagles aren't still in the playoffs. You could check out a AAA hockey game.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, I went to my second hockey game, I want to say a couple months ago. It was the New York Rangers versus the North Carolina Canes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. So and this was minor league?
Oh, no.
Hurricanes. No.
The Hurricanes,
okay.
Sorry.
The Hurricanes. Okay.
The Hurricanes. No.
Yeah, so it was an NHL
Rangers.
Game. Yeah,
NHL game. Yeah. It's my second one.
The Rangers and the Hurricanes.
Okay. They were down in North Carolina.
How was it? What did you think?
It was amazing.
Did you want to get out on the ice?
No, not really, but
it
was
cold
warmer
down there.
It was warmer. It was warmer than I thought it was. It was actually really warm. Yeah. I didn't need a sweater. But I had like five different layers on. I was like, oh, it's going to be cold. But it was actually warm. And I had great seats. I walked into the stadium, and I didn't buy tickets yet. Uh-huh. And a guy comes up to me and says, here, do you want a ticket? I was like, okay. So I thought it was like fake or something. So I go to the front, like, this is a real ticket. And it was close.
Really? And he just handed it to you.
Yeah, and like I could see the puck hitting
that's
the wall.
Awesome.
I could see the puck. I could actually see it.
Nice.
I was
interesting.
Like, wow, nice. I gotta be lucky.
So are you a fan of other sports other than basketball? Or is basketball kind of like that's what you do for a living, so you avoid it during your time off?
No, I watch a lot. I'm a New York Knicks fan.
Okay.
And yeah. It's sad times for them. sad times. But well, I'm a Knicks fan. I'm from New York. So I like football. Not American football, but soccer. But they call it football.
Okay.
So I'm a Man United fan, Manchester United.
All right. If you couldn't play basketball, what sport would you choose if it couldn't be basketball?
Whew, let me see. I know it wouldn't be soccer. My feet are too big for that. But I have a long arm, so I think I would go out for goalie. I think I would be a goalie. Yeah.
Okay.
You could cover a lot of the net.
Right? Yeah. Like all of it.
Yeah.
yeah.
If it couldn't be sports, if you couldn't do sports, what would you do for a living? You said you have a degree in sociology, right?
Yeah. Okay. So I think if I couldn't play, I would definitely coach it.
Oh,
nice.
Fair enough.
I would definitely coach
it
if I couldn't play.
Hey, John, thanks so much.
Oh, thank you.
This was fun.
Yeah.
You're hilarious, man.
thank you.
I'm imagining if you have a little nap in the early afternoon, how much fun you're going to be Sunday afternoon.
Listen. Even if I don't sleep, I could turn it on.
They are definitely entertainers, and it's
awesome.
It's so fun.
That's great. Again, it benefits the EL program at Glenwood Springs Middle School. Get your tickets in advance, including those Courtside Plus tickets and the Reserved at harlemwizards.com. General admission tickets are still just $10 at Glenwood Springs Middle School in the office, and GA tickets will be $15 if you buy them at the door this Sunday afternoon. Again, tip off at 3 o'clock.
But you want to get there early because there's going to be some action early. So you want to get there early. The show starts once the door opens.
And that's at 2 o'clock.
At 2 o'clock.
The switch goes on. It's not going off until you're in the hot springs afterward.
There you go.
All right. All the best. Safe travels.
All right. Thank you very much.
Have a great summer, man.
Thank you for having me here.
Sandy, it's
thank
nice
you.
To see you, too.
Good to see you
all
again.
The best.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing John in today. That was fun. That's a great time. I want to say last year we couldn't work it out because of schedules or something like that. So let's just put it on the calendar now for next year and we'll be set.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30.